Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, we are moving to a story which will affect people who are using maternity service in Dublin, because as demand for its maternity services continues to grow, the Rotunda Hospital will officially open a new state-of-the-art outpatient facility tomorrow, which is seen as a major step in the hospital's expansion that will provide care to more than 100,000 patients annually. And the development comes at a time when maternity care in Ireland is facing a series of challenges, from the removal of private care from public hospitals to staff and accommodation shortages. Well, for more, I'm joined now in the studio by Professor Sean Daly, who's Master of the Rotunda Hospital. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming in. Now, we had Dr. Colm Henry in a little earlier this morning, and we were discussing the increase in flu cases with him. How have you been impacted in the Rotunda by that, by flu cases?
So we declared an outbreak there just after Christmas, and we restricted visiting. We, I suppose, asked everybody to wear masks. And to be honest, the staff welcomed that. I think they felt that the flu was so prevalent in society that inevitably it was coming into the hospital. We had at one point 3 cases of flu. Thankfully, nobody terribly sick this time, but we have had women who have been very sick from flu. Mm-hmm. And I think, as Dr. Henry said, the uptake of the flu vaccine has been disappointing. It probably hasn't been as effective as flu vaccines in the past.
Because of the lower uptake or in general with the variant that's out there?
I think in general with the variant that's out there. Now, it does mitigate it, absolutely. And I would be a real advocate for the flu vaccine. But you know, the HSE in every one of its hospitals is seeing an increase in flu mm-hmm. cases.
Now, the other thing you're doing is the rollout of the new RSV immunisation programme for newborns.
Yes.
How is that working in practice?
It's great. The uptake is over 80%. What happens is that as soon as your baby's born, certainly in the Rotunda, you're offered a vitamin K injection for the baby, and that's to prevent, or at least to try and correct the coagulation problems, or at least deficiencies that babies have. And then you're offered the RSV immunisation. Obviously, we don't get the children into our hospital, but as I understand it, the number of RSV cases that have required high dependency care or intensive care has dropped dramatically. So it has been a huge success.
Mm-hmm. And being offered to babies since September of last year, isn't that right?
Yeah, it's a 6-month offering. Mm-hmm. So it's not a vaccination. I think that's very important to emphasise. It gives the babies protection for 150 days from the point of immunisation.
Right.
And obviously, you know, it has a seasonal, effect in terms of when the cases present.
Because that runs this immunisation programme up to February, doesn't it?
The end of February.
Okay, and then I assume a decision will be taken then by the HSE as to what to do next.
Well, there's probably not a need to immunise babies during the summer.
So once the weather changes?
Once it gets cold again and next winter comes in, yeah.
So let's talk about this new facility that you have being opened tomorrow, this outpatient facility. It's in the old Clearys, the Clearys Quarter, as it's called now. Yeah. So what will happen there?
So as of yesterday, we had paediatric outpatients. We will have colposcopy there this week. We will have adult obstetric pregnancy-related care there as of next week. And we will have social work and perinatal mental health. So it really is a game changer for us. You know, it's this beautiful 21st century facility. We have kind of struggled, to be honest, to provide proper care in our current facility. But this is an enabler. So this will allow us knock down the current outpatients facility. We put in planning for a new critical care wing in December, and hopefully that will be approved by Dublin City Council now in February. And then we will be able to build. And we are going to build a state-of-the-art 4-storey over basement building, which will give us a new labour ward, additional theatres, a new neonatal intensive care unit and special care baby unit, because the Rotunda cares for more than 25% of the really sick infants in Ireland. And obviously with the age of viability now being 23 weeks, those babies require a lot of care for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have struggled to provide that care in our current facility.
Right. So the real benefit will come once you have this new unit built. But in the immediate term, I suppose the throughput of traffic is going to come down enormously, isn't it, at the hospital with this new facility?
Yeah. Like there won't be 100,000 people coming into the Rotunda anymore.
But that'll make a big difference to you, will it not?
Huge, yeah. And they will all be going down to Hampson House. And it's called Hampson House after Sarah Hampson, who was the first superintendent in the Rotunda. And I suppose it's very important for us to recognise the importance of our midwives and nurses in terms of providing care.
Mm-hmm.
We had a staff poll to see what it would be named, and Sarah Hampson came out top.
Right. So. But will it represent a challenge, though, having a two-centre hospital, if you like, for you and for other managers?
I don't think so. You know, we are clearly, I suppose, all our messaging is that no deliveries are taking place in Hampson House, that it is purely an outpatient facility. And we offer outpatient care across North Dublin. Our midwifery service offers care in seven hubs from Balbriggan all the way across to Finglas.
Mm-hmm.
So we're already offering care out in the community. Yes, it will be a change, but one that we're very excited
about. Okay, well, let's talk about the other issues now that are facing you. And I mentioned there at the beginning the removal of private care from public hospitals. Is that a big challenge for you?
Yes, yeah, it really is. We would be very supportive of Sláintecare, and I really mean that. The hospital is very enthusiastic about Sláintecare and about really all aspects of it. I think maternity is unique in that there is no private maternity offering. So that if you have cardiology, for example, you have cardiology in public hospitals, you have cardiology in private hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
But with the closure of Mount Carmel in 2014, that removed private obstetric care. So if you look at the Rotunda last year, there was just over 1,400 women chose to go privately.
Out of around 25,000?
No, out of 8,326 or something.
Okay.
So about 17%. And it removes the choice from those women. And I think the Rotunda has always really wanted to offer choice. You know, going back years and years, because of its ethos, you could get a tubal ligation, for example, in the Rotunda when you can get it nowhere else. You know, so it has always been at the forefront of offering choice to women. And the Sláintecare, the new contract, removes that. Now, I honestly believe it was an unintended consequence. You know, as I've said, I'm very supportive of Sláintecare, but it's just in this niche area, there is no private option.
Mm-hmm.
So it will have implications.
But I suppose the aim of Sláintecare is that everyone has equal access to healthcare and ultimately that they would have the same experience in every hospital in the country, regardless of income or ability to pay health insurance. Is not a step towards that aim?
Well, do you see, I would argue that that happens in the Rotunda anyway. And for example, as we've just said, Hampson House is now open. It is a beautiful outpatient facility. So our public patients will be seen in 21st century outpatient facilities as of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
When you come in labour, there's one labour ward. Everybody gets the same, you know.
But do you semi-private rooms afterwards or private rooms?
We do. So the accommodation, the postnatal accommodation
That's
is
the
an
difference.
Issue. You know, it is an issue for sure. But one of the new things that will come online with this critical care wing is 19 single postnatal beds. And when you look at what's happened across the country, you know, the new National Maternity Hospital has all private rooms,
mm-hmm.
public, private. And that is where we should be trying to go. And, you know, the Rotunda, like that is a priority for us to try and ensure that women receive good postnatal care in 21st century facilities.
But the private patients, don't they attract an income from the health insurance companies for the hospitals. Is that an issue for you as well?
Not currently, but when the statutory charges stop, then it will be a huge issue for
us. Yes.
You know, and like last year, it took about just over 100 million to run the Rotunda. We had a shortfall because of the pay-in numbers, I suppose, structure that was introduced. And we would have concerns that activity or funding has not followed activity. So the Rotunda delivered 8,462 babies last year. That's about 17% more than the Coombe and Hollis Street. Yet we're all equally funded. Now, I'm not saying that they're overfunded. I'm just saying we are underfunded, mm-hmm. you know. And I think that if...
So you're not funded for what you're doing?
I don't think so.
Okay. So then subtract the health insurance money from that, which is going to go now. Where does that leave you? How much does that represent?
Well, last year it would have represented about 14 million.
So now, that's very significant out of a running cost of 100 million.
Yeah, but the government have said that when the statutory charges are removed, and they're not yet removed,
That they will replace that money.
Mm-hmm. So it is a huge cost. Like across all of healthcare, it's a massive cost. But that decision hasn't been implemented yet.
Now, we have spoken before about staff shortages and the difficulty that you have in attracting staff, particularly because of where you're located. People will have to live in Dublin unless they're willing to commute long distances. Not everybody is willing to do that. Where is that at now for you?
Board of the hospital bought 1, 2 and 5 Cavendish Row, and we are looking to move non-essential services into those facilities. That will allow us do up our nurses' home. We will hopefully get about 30 extra spaces for people to live. Now, they're not 21st century spaces, they're 1930s spaces. Mm-hmm. But so there will be shared bathrooms, shared toilets, shared cooking facilities. But we want to try and develop accommodation on site. Mm-hmm. And we do have plans to try and do that.
So it is still a challenge, because we did see reports over the weekend that your birth reflections service that allows women to talk through their birth experiences, that's been suspended due to staff shortages. Is that correct?
Yeah, but that, hopefully that will be back up and running within the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. So that's a temporary issue, is it?
That was a temporary issue.
Now, there have been calls for a report into maternity care here in Ireland, similar to the one they had in the UK, which was the birth trauma inquiry. And in that instance, there were 1,300 women who made submissions, which eventually formed the basis of that report. Would you be in favour of something similar here?
Absolutely. And, you know, we try and give a kind and caring experience to people, you know, and I honestly believe that kindness is the essence of good care, you know. Mm-hmm. And do we do that? I think we do it most of the time. We don't do it all the time. I think everybody tries to do it. But sometimes people come in and they're tired, or there's been problems at home, and they're not perhaps focused in as much as they should be.
They're working in an environment that is perhaps understaffed on that day and is tight in terms of
yes.
space. It can be a very stressful situation. I'm sure you would concede that can be difficult for staff at
Absolutely.
Times.
Absolutely. And, you know, that is one of the things that we are trying to help. We have kind of numerous staff incentives. We have a monthly, I suppose, award to people who are nominated by other staff members for their good care and kindness. So we are really trying to promote that. And I honestly think the Rotunda does a very good job there. Do we get it right all the time? Unfortunately not.
But you think a report like that would be a worthwhile exercise?
It will, and it will identify problems. And as long as those problems are kind of faced up to and funded, and I think you're absolutely right, people struggle to give good care when there are too many patients and the facilities are suboptimal.
All right. Well, the best of luck with the opening of that new facility tomorrow on Dublin's O'Connell Street. Professor Sean Daly, thank you for coming in. We will take a break back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.